makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest W.C. Fields, and...
There's a little lad with freckles on his nose. Good at being bad, no matter where he goes. He wonders who's his best friend, who he is to
pose. Everybody's friend but Bill Fields, Charlie McCarthy.
And welcome from me to you and to everybody. And from good old Chase and Sanborn to it, Captain. That's friendship in a cup. And welcome to Mr. W.C. Fields. He's friendship in a hiccup.
All right, Charlie. No.
Oh, here's a chair for you, Mr. Bergen. Won't you sit down?
Well, now, thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
May I pour some coffee for you, Mr. Noble? I brought some down here.
Well, thanks, Charles. Yes, I will have just a spot of it.
Oh, that's nice. You're welcome to it. Yes, yes.
Well, now, what is all this about, Charlie? This doing things for people, being so considerate of others all of a sudden.
Well, I just figure, Mr. Bergen, that we're friends.
Yes.
And what's friends for if you don't help them out?
Well, that's quite right.
You'd stand up for me and stand behind me if I needed it, wouldn't you, huh?
Yes, Charlie, I would, yes. I'll stand behind you if you're right.
If I'm right?
Yes.
Well, but can I stand behind you if I'm wrong? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm beginning to understand now. All this good behavior wouldn't have anything to do with Mr. Fields coming here today, would it?
Well, I thought maybe we'd all stick together and I wouldn't have to apologize.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I thought as much. Well, don't think for a minute, young man, that you're going to get out of apologizing to Mr. Fields.
But I thought...
No. Why, the idea of rigging up a skunk trap in Mr. Fields' garden and tripping him up.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's bad.
That's very bad. Of course it is. Why, that sort of a thing? Well, it's a menace to society.
Since when is Fields society?
There are no two ways about it, young man. You must apologize. Yes.
Oh, what'll I say? I can say, Mr. Fields, I'm sorry about catching you in my skunk trap.
Yes.
It was a case of mistaken identity.
No. Do you realize that Mr. Fields hurt himself when he fell?
He did?
Yes, of course he did.
I thought maybe his nose would break his fall.
Now, wait. Well, young man, It's up to you. An apology is in order, and you must hold out the olive branch.
Yeah?
Yes.
I must hold it out.
Yes.
What's the use? He'll only fall over that too.
No. Charlie, you should have respect for Mr. Fields.
Why?
Well, he's a very famous man.
He thinks he's pretty good, I know. Yes. He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it does, most of the time, too.
Mr. Fields deserves an apology.
Yep.
Yes, and it must come from you.
Yep.
Yes. After all, he's an upright citizen, so it must be done.
Yeah. Okay. You get him upright, and I'll apologize. No.
Well, that'll be enough out of you, young man. Now, what are you going to say to Mr. Fields?
Oh, will you help me out, Mr. Bergen?
All right. Why don't you say something like this? My dear Mr. Fields.
Yeah?
I beg leave to make restitution for my intrusion.
That's fancy.
Yes. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast. Can you say that?
Sure. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast. Chest.
No, breast.
Breast.
Yes. I smite my lonely bosom in agony of shame.
Yeah?
Yes.
I smite my lonely bosom.
Yes.
In agony.
Of shame.
Of shame.
Yes. Now take it again.
I smite it by my bosom in shame.
The whole thing.
Huh? I smite it once.
Well, smite it again. I'll start from the beginning.
Oh, Mr. Fields, in restitution at your institution, am I unhappy there?
Yes.
You smutty baboon.
No, wait.
You smite my baboon.
No.
You smite.
No, let's continue.
Right.
Oh, shame. Oh, disgrace. Oh, humility.
Oh, nuts. I can't go through with it.
be up and doing. Here's the key to a better start.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Hart, my dear.
Mr. Hart, the coffee here is friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
To serve patient Sanborn, my sweetest mom.
It's super rich and blend apart.
It adds to my love for you, Mrs. Hart. A very good morning to you. Mrs. Hart, I love you more and more every day.
But only on account of my coffee.
Well, it's awfully nice coffee.
It's Chase and Sanborn.
Say, Abbott, what's Costello doing? Putting on the dog?
I don't know, Ray. Why do you ask that?
Well, he wanted to know the name of my tailor.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. The boy probably wants to get himself a new outfit. You see, we're going to do a jungle picture. Costello's going to play a big game hunter.
Hey, Charlie!
Yes.
Hey, McCarty!
All right,
Hey, Abbott!
All right, quiet.
Hey, Abbott! McCarty, everybody.
Hey, Costello, what is this?
Oh, I'm all ready, Abbott. I'm all dressed for my part in the picture.
Well, what are you doing dressed up in that tuxedo? You're going to be a big game hunter.
I thought you said a big game hunter.
No!
I don't go around get dressed up like this while hunting things.
I know
like
that. It's too hot in Africa to wear a tuxedo. I'm wearing a sarong.
You're wearing a what?
A sarong.
Sarong?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What are you laughing about? Have you ever seen me in a sarong?
No, but I've seen a lamb chop with panties on it.
Please, never mind that.
That lamb chop had more meat on it than you have.
All right, Costello, please be serious. The title of our new picture is Hunting Big Game in Africa. By the way, are you a hunter?
Am I a hunter?
Mm-hmm.
One time in Africa, I come face to face with a ferocious lion.
And then what happened?
Well, I snapped at the lion.
Yes.
Then the lion snapped at me.
Yes.
And something suddenly whizzed past me.
What was it?
Pomona.
Oh, come on.
Then my helper came to my rescue, and I finally brought the lion home stuffed.
What was he stuffed with?
With my uncle.
All right, okay, now look. Now, pay close attention. Now, in this picture, Clark Gable is supposed to save Rita Hayworth from a savage...
Rita Hayworth from... Rita!
Rita Hayworth. Now, wait a minute, will you? Just a minute. Now, listen close, will you? He's saving the both of them from a savage, man-eating lion. But instead of Gable fighting the lion, a stuntman jumps in and takes his place.
That guy must be nuts. What's his name?
Costello.
Costello? Mm. Oh, I'd like to meet that guy. Mm. Costello! That's me!
Yeah, of course it's you. You're going to fight the lion for Gable.
And how much money do I get?
What do you care about the money? It's the experience you need.
Fine experience. Lion meets boy. Lion eats boy.
Oh, come on.
I don't get it.
Now, don't be silly. This lion is tame.
Well, so am I, but I get hungry.
All right, now look. Now, here is the scene. As we enter the jungle, we are in search of big game. There you are.
Ooh!
What's the matter?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh! A big bird just came out of a pond and flew straight at me.
Duck?
No! Hit me! What?
Oh, quiet! Stay close to me and be on the lookout for wild animals.
I hope we don't run into a whiff enough.
What kind of an animal is that?
You know, one of those things that looks like a black cat with a streak of white down his back.
That's a skunk.
A whiff enough!
All right, now.
Coming
this way.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Abbott.
What?
Let's make a hole money I'm getting.
For the last time, what do you care about the money? It's the experience you need. Here comes the line. Here he comes.
Help! Quicksand! Quicksand!
I don't see any quicksand.
No, no. I mean quick. Stand for help.
No, no. Stand where you are. Now look, as the lion runs by, you grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane. The mane. Lion's neck.
They do.
Knock his teeth out.
He was biting a snail.
Oh, nice. Nice shot, Costello. Your job is completed.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look. Rita Hayworth is getting ready to give our hero a great...
Rita Hayworth.
Quiet. She's getting ready to give our hero a great big kiss.
Oh, boy. I can hardly wait. How do I look?
What do you mean? Gable is the hero. You're just a stuntman.
I know, but I killed the lion, didn't I?
Well...
Why can't I kiss her?
Well, you're not being paid to kiss her.
What do I care about the money? It's the experience I need.
Hold on now and get ready to jump when it hits you. But here it comes, Ray Noble's Yes Indeed.
When he gets here, yes, indeed. Oh, I'll sneak around when he gets here, yes, indeed.
All right, young man. Huh? You better stay right here where you are.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I think I hear Mr. Fields coming.
Oh. Oi, 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 oi. Are you sure he's coming, Bertie? No. You kid me, no.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is, Charlie.
Is it?
Yes, it's W.C. Fields, all right.
Oh, can you see him?
Well, I can just see a little of him.
Yeah?
I can see him sticking his nose in the door.
Sticking his nose in the door.
Yes.
Oh, well, then it'll be 5 minutes before he gets here.
Well, I saw
Jiggers. Jiggers. Let me out of here. Call the captain, you there.
All right.
Oh. Good.
Hello, Edgar. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Fields. Hello.
Where's the little woodpecker snack bar?
Yeah, well, now, Bill, I can explain everything about that incident.
Explain why your belligerent little bundling board perpetrated an act of sabotage by stretching a wire across my garden path.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. You see, it was perfectly innocent, Bill. You see, he was setting a skunk trap. That's what he was doing.
Oh, a skunk trap.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's fine. That covers everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. Nevertheless, the other evening, as I was traversing my garden in search of flora and fauna, Flora is my cook, you know.
Oh, I see.
Very likable young lady.
Uh-huh.
Makes wonderful crepes.
Yes, well, I believe all that, but that's really none of my
business. Well, I was walking along when I unexpectedly tripped, and the next thing I knew, I was prostrate on terra firma.
Oh.
Which was not unusual in itself, but the circumstance...
Yes, I can believe that. But, Bill, let's get back to the skunk trap, remember?
Oh, you mean Flora?
No.
Oh.
The skunk trap.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
I broke my femur and fractured my decanter.
Oh, no. Well, now, that does sound rather serious, Bill.
Yes, it was. I hurried to the hospital. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. Yes, I remember that.
After 2 days in the hospital, I took a turn for the nurse. Uh-oh. Work. Yes, it is. It's the secretary.
Yes.
And I took some beautiful x-rays of my leg. 6 reels of them.
6 reels, that's fine. A feature, huh?
Yeah.
What'd they find, Bill, in your...
Just I expected. The foul of my leg was hollow.
Is that... tell me, Bill, were you running a fever, too?
No, I had some trouble with my blood pressure.
Oh, I see. Rather high?
92.
No, yes.
But a wonderful place, that hospital.
Yeah.
Very comfortable bed.
Well, that helps. Yeah.
He even had mattresses on the wall.
They made you feel right at home, did they, Bill?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, Bill. Until I suffered a nervous breakdown.
Now, don't tell me you had a nervous breakdown, Bill. Oh, that's awful. Well, Charlie certainly has caused you a lot of trouble, hasn't he?
Oh, I don't blame the little fella, Edgar. I love him. He's all right.
He's lying.
Even though my fall also caused a pulled tendon, patch of disease, double vision, bad case of pernicious dandruff.
No.
Not to mention Logo and the Magogo and Ralph Adelman.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Complicated by a slight case of Mithentip and Boffendill and the slip.
What?
A slip sacroiliac.
No, a slip
what? Thrown in, yeah.
Slip what was that?
Sacroiliac. S-A-C-R-O hyphen.
Yeah.
From there on, you're on your own.
It's really a wonder that you recovered from all that.
Oh, yeah. The croakers had given me up in despair. And one day they discovered I had a past the crises.
Oh, I see. So now it's crises, is it?
Yeah, it's a technical word.
Yes. Well, what day was it when you passed this crises?
The day they found me blowing the foam off my medicine.
Oh. Charlie learns of this, Bill, he'll be very sorry. I know he'll be sorry. And I just want you to know, Bill, that he's ready and he's willing to apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right, Edgar. As a matter of fact, I'm very fond of the boy.
Yeah?
Where is the little fire hazard?
Yes. I think I'll call him in, Bill. Just a moment. Oh, Charlie!
He's not here.
Never mind.
Charlie! Back here.
I want you to know that Bill is right here.
Yes.
Yes. And he knows all about it.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Good evening, Mr. Fields.
What did he say?
I said, good evening, that's all.
Let's not jump at conclusions.
Charlie, I've been telling Mr. Fields that you want to apologize. Now, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do, Mr. Fields. I do.
Well, that's just fine, my little chump. Chum. Yeah. There she goes again with that family. Tell me, my little man, why did you set a trap in my garden? Don't you know there aren't any skunks there?
No skunks in your garden, Mr.
No.
I'm sorry.
No wildlife, with one possible exception. My place is occasionally infested with a herd of pink mastodons.
Pink mastodons. All elephants.
That's right.
I hear that the elephants around your place take aspirin to get rid of W.C. Fields.
I love them, little nippers. Is it true, Edgar, that Charlie can trace his ancestry back to an old chestnut stump, the abodes of a family of polecats?
Yeah. Oh, this is like the old days, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, boy. Remember how we used to fight, Mr. Field? Yeah. Foolish, wasn't it?
As far as my little friend. But we're above that sort of thing now.
Yes, those are the good old days, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, remember the time I said I'd slice you into a Venetian blind?
Yeah.
That was a good one, I think. I don't know, was it?
Yeah, sure was. Remember how I topped you by saying that makes me shudder? Good, I
like it. Who said you taught me?
I taught you.
Why, the only laugh you ever got was a sneer from a disgruntled termite.
Why? You keep that up and you play a return engagement at the hospital.
Better be careful, my little friend. You know, wood pulp is in the priority list.
Yeah, well, listen, you long-nosed anteater. Now, wait a
minute. Gentlemen, please, gentlemen.
Bergen, I'm afraid Mr. Fields just doesn't love me anymore, that's all.
Don't tell me I don't love you, or I'll break every knot in your body.
Now, wait a minute. That's the wrong attitude, Bill. Why can't we be friends?
What do you say, Charlie?
Okay. I'll make one more attempt at appeasement.
Yes.
Then I'll fire on sight.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Charlie. You're going to be nice to Mr. Fields.
But he doesn't like me.
Why, I idolize the little chap. I'd do anything for him.
Would you, Mr. Fields?
Why, I'd be glad to. Anything the little chap craves.
Okay, well, Mr. Fields, I have a new bicycle, you see.
Oh, would you like a bell?
Well,
I can, I'm not affluent, but I could buy you a bell.
Well, that's nice that I have a bell. But I was just wondering if I could borrow... Oh, I don't suppose it'd be right.
Yes, it's all right, Charles.
Oh, no,
I love the little
child. No, it isn't right. Could I borrow your nose for a tail light? No.
There it goes. So you see, Edgar, it's no use.
Well, Bill, it's only the mischief in the boy. That's all it is. That's what makes him say those things. Why, Charlie is his own worst enemy.
Not while I am around, he's not. Can he borrow my nose for a tail light? Why, I'll fill him full of your lead and use him for a pencil.
Yes. I go my lap, old Bergen.
Here, wait a minute.
I want to hang one on him.
No, you don't, Bergen. Now, stop it. Remember, Mr. Fields is not a well man, are you, Bill?
No, that's right, Edgar.
Yeah.
I've been a fragile thing of beauty ever since I was born.
Yeah.
Why, you weren't born. You were squeezed out of a bar rag. No.
Shut him up. He's full of chipmunks.
You are so...
Now, gentlemen, please, will you please stop?
Oh, my nose is tail light.
Well,
if you were sawdust on a barroom floor, I'd walk 10 blocks to a drugstore to get an ice cream soda.
Yeah,
horse ready flavor.
Looks like a tail light. That's what I see.
Silver, it's Sterling.
And slivers, it's Charles McCarthy.
In violins, it's Stradivarius.
How about W.C. Fiddle?
Oh. In Athens, it's the Parthenon.
Lovely place. Played a split week there, Warren.
In every field, true greatness stands out, head and shoulders above the crowd.
I know one field where the nose stands out.
That McCarthy needs a new paint job. A good shellacking wouldn't do him any harm. I've got a nose like a taillight, have I?
Yes.
In our field, it's Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee.
And great coffee means great flavor to Westerners. The thrill-packed flavor of roaster fresh coffee, super rich and supremely delicious.
Sunday's
dead. He will shine his shoes, get his tuxedo pressed. To meet Virginia Wilder, he will want to look his best.
Honey is his name.
All the girls say he's a honey.
jazz. While they spend all their money, he spends his time on their land.
He may start with school along his way around, wind up in a pool the other side of town.